AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A year after Russia's invasion of Ukraine, guns thundering around the eastern city of Bakhmut. Ukraine's leader is defiant.
Будь ласка.
President Volodymyr Zelensky at a news conference saying to Russia, please respect our right to live on our land, leave our territory, stop bombing us, stop killing the civilian population. At a UN Security Council meeting, Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
Vastly outnumbered, they have fought bravely to defend their nation, their freedom, the right to determine their own future.
Today, the Biden administration approved a new $2 billion weapons package for Ukraine and imposed sweeping new sanctions on Russia. In economic news, consumer prices up 5.4% last month from January a year ago. And winter is still here, heavy rain and snow pounding California and other parts of the West. Michigan shivering through power outages after one of its worst ice storms in decades. Brian Hurley at the National Weather Service.
Wind gusts. Generally between 60 and as much as 80 miles an hour, we're looking at a lot of impacts, certainly some major impacts as far as the travel being difficult to impossible, as far as trees and power lines perhaps actually being down, some road closures. It's just a surreal mess with the heavy snow, heavy wet snow, and high winds.
In the airways, FlightAware says more than 300 flights canceled today, over 5,000 delayed. And First Lady Jill Biden sat down for an exclusive interview with AP correspondent Darlene Superville and talked about whether President Biden will run for re-election.
He's done so much, and Darlene, he's just not done.
Okay. So is all that's left at this point is just to figure out a time and place for the announcement?
Pretty much.
Okay. This is AP News. Netflix is cutting prices in some markets to lure more subscribers. Norman Hall has a closer look.
The price cuts are the latest twist in the video streaming service's efforts to keep its recently revived subscriber growth rolling amidst stiffer competition and inflation pressures that are pushing more households to curb discretionary spending. The lower prices that began to roll out earlier this week affect more than 30 of the roughly 190 countries where Netflix streaming service is available. The areas getting lower prices include Middle East markets, European countries such as Croatia, Slovenia, and Bulgaria, and sub-Saharan African markets. Netflix is not changing its prices in any of the largest markets, including the U.S. I'm Norman Hall.
And for the second time in a month, the bear at the St. Louis Zoo figured out how to get out of his enclosure. Zoo officials say Ben, an Andean bear, was outside for less than an hour and stayed within 100 feet of his habitat. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.